WTBQ.
Hi, and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM, as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you are doing well today. It is a very good day to do well. And I really got to ask you that one more time. Are you really doing well today? Because we're going to talk about your health, I think, in ways you might not even know. Most of us feel that we are fine and healthy if we feel good and everything functions and we go to the doctor. But I have a feeling my guest today, who knows an awful lot about health, will say that there's more to it than just that, that we have to look deeper. We have to not just trust the doctors, but we have to trust ourselves. We're going to talk with Tony Hale, T.C. Hale, who has written a wonderful book, amazingly full of incredible knowledge. I must say, this is really an intense book that is more like a Bible that you need to keep in your kitchen by your bedside or wherever you read and pick it up daily to understand your health. It's called Kick Your Fat in the Nuts. So we're going to talk about fat. It's a natural guide to how your body works and how to work your body. And I want to welcome TC Tony Hale to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Shannon. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Now, you are kind of a celebrity guru out there in Los Angeles, and you work with the celebrities, and they say wonderful things about you in your book. Jane Lynch talks about you. She works out with you. Tom Kenny, who we don't know that name, but we know he's the voice of SpongeBob. Betty Davis, who I know who that is. She's a director. And, you know, all these people that are working with you, from what I can read, are learning a lot that they didn't expect to learn. You're not just a trainer. You are someone that had an interesting path to get to this very healthy place that you are at. You lost you're a comedian, and you lost your voice for 7 years, and a doctor couldn't figure that out. Is that really the case?
Yeah, well, it was 23 doctors.
Wow.
And specialists and surgeons, and, you know, over a year of just taking different medications, and every medication making me feel worse and still not improving my voice. So it really was quite the crazy mess for a comic to experience. And of course, if a comic loses his voice, then he's just a mime. So that's not what I wanted to do.
Let me just back up. You just woke up one day and you lost your voice. You just couldn't speak, and there was no, like, you know, most of us think that when something like that happens, you go to the doctor, you find out a definitive thing, it's black and white, they fix it or they don't fix it. What you found out is it's not that black and white, right?
Yeah, it's really not. And I, you know, that was just an example of what can go wrong with your body. And, you know, half of the listeners now are probably dealing with some issue that they just feel like, well, this is just how I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I'm stuck, and this is how I was born, and it's my genetics. You know, everybody believes it's just genetics, so they're stuck with these issues that make their life harder, and for some people it's really debilitating.
Were you, so you obviously you got your voice and you got it back good. Did you do that through your own discovering of what went wrong, or did some magical doctor appear in your life and say, this is how you need to think and what you need to do?
No, I turned into a psycho researcher where I just shut myself in my house for years and just read nonstop everything I could get my hands on, and I traveled the country going to workshops and seminars, just learning everything I could about nutrition and how the body works. And through an accumulation of knowledge, I finally figured out my own issues, and my voice is still, it's not 100% yet. It's still some days it's like, hey, that kind of bugs me right now. But of course now I can talk, to where, you know, 7 years I could only say 5 or 6 words a day. But while I was figuring out my own problems, I kept happening upon other information where, ooh, my friend Sally has an issue with that, or, yeah, that happens to Steve, I wonder if this would help him. And so I ended up just realizing that I needed to get this information out there to the public so that everybody knew this.
Well, you certainly did. As I said, you wrote an amazing book. I mean, this is just full. You said it took you years to do. Well, I can see that. I mean, this book is so full of knowledge that, I mean, it really could be 5 different books all put together, because it's just so jam-packed full of stuff about our health, about our digestion, about the very basic stuff and the very non-basic stuff. I got to ask you first before we go on, what was wrong with your voice?
It turns out that I was wearing my shoes too tight.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No, it was a combination of things. One thing I had an iron.
You are kidding. He's a comedian too. Okay. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Right. Okay.
I had a hereditary iron overload situation that no doctor picked up on. It was creating a lot of inflammation. I had a hiatal hernia that was allowing reflux to come back up even after I had taken these reflux medications after medication after medication after medication. So it was just an accumulation of things that it took me years to straighten out and figure out myself.
Okay, so in that, we all benefited because you learned everything and wrote it down here for the rest of us.
Right.
And this is just more than nutrition. This is going very, very deep into how our body works, what really works. And I think the main message, and there's many messages in this book and a lot of information, I think the main message that you say here is everybody's different. So nothing, there is not one size fits all for everyone, right?
Right, and there really isn't, especially if we're going to talk about weight loss. And there's just so much confusion out there, and there's so many diets, and people say, you know, what do I do? Do I eat low fat? Do I eat no protein? Do I eat vegetarian? It's all these, and everybody has a solution. But the problem is that all of those diets and all those gurus and all those experts, they're all right for somebody. But none of them are right for everybody. And the reason the confusion comes up is because somebody creates a diet and they'll use it with somebody that will lose an enormous amount of weight. So they say, okay, this must be the answer. Mm-hmm. Look at how much weight this guy lost. But then someone else will try the exact same plan and they'll gain 20 pounds. So how is that fair?
Well, how is that fair? And how do you know, the thing is, it's so confusing. As you say, there's so much out there. For many of us, myself included, you just, after a while, you just kind of shut it all off because I don't really know what to do. So, I mean, how do we decide what does work for us?
Right. And that's the problem that I'm trying to fix right now is it's that kid who, he's 60 pounds overweight, and he's tried 10 diets, and none of them have worked for him. So he says, this is just how I am. I'm stuck. I'm the fat kid, and that's who I am, and there's nothing I can do about it. But he can do something about it. See, the problem is we all process food differently in a number of different levels and ways. Some of us, you know, we're meant to process both carbs and fat for fuel, in generally speaking. But some of us will process carbs much better, and we won't process fat well at all. Some of us process fat much better. Some of us can't break down protein properly. So when you look at all these different aspects of the human body and how one person can function really well in one area and not another, all of a sudden, all of these diets are wrong for the people who can't process the type of food that that diet is promoting. So that's one level that causes a lot of confusion. So what we're doing now beyond the books is for about a year and a half, we have been shooting a weight loss documentary called Why Am I So Fat? And we started off just because a client of mine was getting unbelievable results, and he lost 235 pounds in a year without surgery or any medications or anything. I had some other clients that were losing 100 pounds, so we're like, let's make a movie. But it turned out that all these huge names, Shape Magazine, Men's and Fitness, Muscle and Fitness, Bill Phillips from Body for Life, Jane Lynch participated in the movie. And it's just become this huge thing. And what we're doing is we're trying to teach people that you may have failed in your attempts in the past, but if you can understand how your body's operating, you can find the answers that are right for you, and you can reach your goals.
And that's what you did with this young man, is you found the right thing for him. Now, I saw the trailer to the documentary, and it looks wonderful. But does it work for, I mean, obviously it doesn't work for everyone, but what you're kind of trying to, I mean, it does work for everyone if you individualize it to yourself. What does the documentary do for those that maybe aren't like him but also need some help?
Well, it teaches you what to look at, and so does my book, Kick Your Fat in the Nuts. It teaches you how to run simple physiological tests on yourself that you can do at home. You can learn a lot about how your body is operating, what foods you process better than others, by looking at simple things like blood pressure, the way you breathe, the rate at which you breathe, simple measurements like urine pH and saliva pH. You can look at simple measurements like this, and if you understand how to put them together, you can get a picture of what diet is right for you before you even try it.
Wow. Okay, so looking at how your body functions, let's just take some of that. If somebody has high blood pressure or somebody has low blood pressure, what does that have to do with their diet?
Well, it's not an easy answer. It's a more complicated, but let me give you a general way to look at it. The first thing to look at is that the medical world doesn't even view low blood pressure as a bad situation, and it can cause a lot of horrible situations. It can give somebody a real hard time because they don't have the resources for their body to function correctly. When you look at low blood pressure, you're often looking at a low level of mineral content in the body. And the body needs those minerals in order for messages to travel correctly from the brain to the body, and all kinds of other systems to function correctly.
That's really interesting, so, because you're right. The medical industry, which I want to talk about, you know, just to touch on a slight bit, because you talk about that in a very brilliant way. But they always say that low blood pressure is wonderful. I mean, I have extremely low blood pressure. And every time I go to the doctor, they say, well, you're fine. You'll live to 100 with that kind of blood pressure. But maybe there's a problem there. So we have to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about the documentary, Why Am I So Fat? And your wonderful book, Your Fat in the Nuts. And we're going to talk about weight loss, and we're going to talk about also why we are so sabotaged by the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry. We are talking with TC Tony Hale, and he has written this wonderful new book. So stay where you are, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTBQ.
Protecting your car can be one of the most important things you do this year. And at Leocadis Ford, they can make it easy. Stop by today for these great deals. The Works Fuel Saver Package. They'll rotate your tires, change your oil and filter, test your battery and more for only $29.95. They'll even include a free car wash. Tough starting your car in the morning? Could be time for a new Motorcraft-tested tough battery with an 84-month warranty for only $59.95. Give them a call at 986-1131. Remember, protecting your car can be one of the most important things you do this year. Give them a call at 986-1131. That's 986-1131. Leocadis Ford. Quality you can trust.
Turn the pages back to another time at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. Enter and you'll feel the comforting environment of what bookstores once were. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop is a place to come browse, feel, smell, and simply enjoy a good book. In the presence of a wealth of knowledge and stories, you're warmly invited to open the books that will transport you to other worlds and times. At Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, you'll find everything from new releases to rare old books. Whether you're looking for fiction or nonfiction, it's all there at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, 31 Main Street in the heart of the Village of Warwick. Call 544-7183. And remember, that great book you just read on your Kindle? You can't pass it along to family or a good friend. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, where pages really do turn.
Having difficulty sleeping with a dip in the bed is the reason so many people are rushing to Millspaugh Furniture to switch to two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and we accommodate them once we determine that they're not talking about their spouse, but a sag in their mattress. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie, and our Schiffman mattresses offer a supportive sleep experience that's totally different than that of one-sided, non-flippable sinkhole mattresses that are found in every other bedding store in the area. Millspaugh Furniture's unique handmade flippable mattresses are hand-tufted all the way through the mattress, securing the natural cotton and luxurious foams in place on both sides to prevent uncomfortable sinkholes that ruin your good night's sleep. Isn't it worth a dollar or two a day to get a great night's sleep? Invest in a two-sided, handmade, flippable Schiffman mattress set, a mattress that will actually support you for years to come and let you get rid of that dip you've been sharing your bed with. Sturdy, elegant, comfortable, timeless. That's Millspa Furniture, where we've been offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
For over 25 years, Van Duzer Plumbing and Heating have been making Orange County a little more comfortable. From annual heating and air conditioning system maintenance and repairs to new installations, system replacements, and duct cleaning, Van Duzer Plumbing and Heating will go the extra mile to make you more comfortable. For more information, call 845-986-1891 or visit them online at VanDuzerPlumbingAndHeating.com.
Hey, Polka fans, it's Nat the Cat inviting you to join me for an hour of polka fun each and every Sunday morning. For the very best in polkas, waltzes, and obedics, join us at 10 a.m. for the Natalie Gabala Polka Fun Show, Sundays, and it's all here on TBQ.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik from the law firm Bonasek, Krahulik, Cuddeback, McMahon, and Brady. Please join us for advice on divorce, foreclosure, real estate, criminal law, estate planning, and more. We'll be answering your questions 8 a.m. on the first Friday of every month on our town.
WTBQ.
Hi, and welcome back. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. Thank you so much for joining us here today on WTBQ, and don't go anywhere because we are talking about your health today in a very significant way. We are talking with author T.C. Hale, Tony Hale, who is a trainer, an author, certainly a health professional to the gurus, and he has learned this all by himself. He has really studied how your body works, not just his body, but how your body works, and it's different for everyone, which he's very clear to talk about in his book is Kick Your Fat in the Nuts by T.C. Hale. You can go to his website, kickitinthenuts.com. This book, as I said earlier, is just full of everything you need to know. Before we took a break, we were talking a bit about blood pressure and why that matters. And this is just one of the things in his book that he talks about, why that matters. But Tony, why does that matter? If somebody has low blood pressure like I often do, or high blood pressure, we wouldn't think that has to do anything to do with, certainly not anything to do with weight and how we eat, does it?
Right, we usually look at it like it's a genetic thing.
Right, and that's true.
And we're told that, did your parents have high blood pressure? Okay, well, looks like you're stuck with high blood pressure, but here's this drug you can take. So that's your only option. There you go. But the problem is that's not always the case. And one of the biggest things that I run into, especially with weight loss, is I run into a lot of people with low blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that that's a good thing because their doctor says, well, you're not going to have a blowout.
Right.
High blood pressure is where you have strokes and heart attacks.
Right.
And basically blowouts. But it's no fun to drive around on flat tires all day either. And that's what most of these people that are experiencing a low blood pressure will often encounter. And they can even forget what it feels like to feel good. And the reason that there's usually a low blood pressure is it's often a sign of a low level of minerals in the body. And these minerals are needed for signals to travel correctly from the brain to the body, for a lot of systems to function correctly. So when your blood pressure is low, a lot of times your body is operating on very low resources.
Mm-hmm. Well, and those low resources, which you talk about in your book about imbalance and about bile, you really get very dramatic here, and you're very, maybe not dramatic, but intense about our bodies and how they work. And you sound like a doctor. And one of the points I want to bring up very quickly, and then I want to talk about your documentary, is that you don't really, it's not that you're against the medical industry as far as I can see, but you realize they are supported and kind of owned and certainly taught by the pharmaceutical industry, so that they're kind of in bed together, which does not help us, because just giving us medicine, I would think you would agree that it covers up the problem, not fixes it.
Right. And a lot of problems are we're just kind of working on the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the problem with treating somebody by symptom is that a lot of symptoms will have three or four different possible causes. Take insomnia, for example. There's three or four different causes that can create insomnia. So when you give somebody that treats that symptom, even if it's a natural product, you're just throwing darts at the dartboard hoping to hit it. So you might help somebody, but you're going to make the other guy worse. And he's going to think, why can't I fix my insomnia? But when you start to look at how a person is, their body is operating, then you can start to figure out what's creating that symptom. And if you can work to correct the underlying cause, all of a sudden you have a happy person that they got to correct their issue.
Mm-hmm. And you've done all of this research, all of this because you, as I said earlier, had lost your voice and the doctors weren't there to help. And not that I think doctors aren't good, but I think knowing yourself and knowing your body and how it works is really intense. So if we pick up your book, and by the way, when does your documentary come out? Why Am I So Fat? Can we watch this online or does it come out into the movie theaters at some time?
We're shooting for a late summer release, but if you go to kickitinthenuts.com and you'll see links to the Why Am I So Fat movie.com, you can sign up for our newsletter and we'll keep you posted as to when things are coming out. We're even going to have a pre-release DVD launch so that people can get it before it even comes out.
Okay, well, that's terrific. And when you pick up your book, there's a little quiz in there. Now, what does that quiz have to do with teaching us? I mean, it's very basic stuff in the quiz. Does it give us an idea to how our body works? Like, do cravings frequently derail your weight loss attempts? Do you frequently pass gas after meals? Do you crave sweet or salty foods? Do these give us a clue? And there's more than that, but do those give us a clue as to how we should eat and how we should structure our diet and our exercise according to our body?
Yeah, and even more so, it can give you some insight into what may not be working correctly. And a lot of people have digestive issues and don't know that. When somebody's passing gas a lot, they just think, oh, well, everybody passes gas. What's mm-hmm. the big deal? But that can be a big sign that parts of your digestion are not functioning as optimally as they should be. And that restricts your ability to pull the nutrients out of the food that you're eating. So if you can't break down food properly, it kind of turns into a situation where it doesn't really matter what you eat. Nothing is going to fix the problems that you're having if you can't pull the nutrients out of that food.
And by reading your book, can we learn how to do that?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. And I even teach you how to correct things that seem to be going awry. And you can do that with food choices and supplements and by stopping doing some of the things that you may be doing incorrectly.
Exercise is important. I know you exercise and I know you help others exercise. Exercise is important. I love exercise. It doesn't always change my body the way it looks. It doesn't make me thinner, but it makes me feel better. I don't think I'm doing it right because it doesn't really ever change anything. That wouldn't stop me because I like it. But I read that, and I do this exact opposite. I go to the gym, I go right on cardio, and then I do a few weights. I read that you said I should do it the other way around. That's revolutionary to me right there.
Yeah, you really should. And it's just, I won't go into it now, but to give you the simple idea, it's just about the way that your body uses different types of fuels for different types of activities. So if you switch the order, you're setting up your body to burn fat during that cardio, to where if you do the cardio first, in most cases, your body doesn't have the ability to burn fat.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a helpful tip right there. And those kind of things, we get very caught up in our everyday habits and structures. And to change them, I think, is very hard. But in reading your book and understanding it, just understanding carbs, how they work with us, you have meal graphs here. You have a lot of interesting stuff about heartburn and bile. I'm not even sure I know what bile is. And you might not have either before you lost your voice, I have a feeling. I mean, you know, these are things that we just don't think about. I mean, we try to eat what is right. How about, and this will be quick, but how about diet foods? How about things like sweeteners, artificial sweeteners? Many of us, and myself included, will use Sweet and Low instead of anything else because they say sugar's so bad, but you want, how do you get away from that and how bad is that?
Yeah, it turns out that all these things that we've been doing for the past 20 years mm-hmm. that were supposed to be healthy,
right.
All the low fat, all the sugar-free, all these things are actually worse for us than the things that we were running from. Everything that is artificial that goes in the body doesn't recognize as nutrition. So it becomes a problem now that the body has to deal with. The body has to try and find a way to get this synthetic substance out of the body. And sometimes if it's overwhelmed or the exit pathways are not working correctly, the body will take that junk and will store it in fat cells to keep the body safe, to keep the bloodstream in a balanced manner. So these things that were supposed to be helping us lose weight can actually cause more fat storage.
Wow. I mean, see, all these things that most of us just don't know, or maybe we've heard along the way, everything is in one book. You've done, as I keep saying, and it's so true, you've done a great job with this book. And it's very easy reading. And I like the little quizzes you have in there so that we can understand how things work for us and how possibly they don't, why diets fail, why we don't lose weight, why we do have indigestion, why we don't feel and have the energy that we should, and why we don't look necessarily the way we want to look. So, I mean, all of this is basic. I think you have stripped everything very down to the basics of how to stay healthy and how to be good. Everybody can get your book by going to kickitinthenuts.com, which is on Shannon's Corner, and your documentary, Why Am I So Fat? You can see part of that, right? On the because I know, yeah. I saw the trailer. You can see it on your website. So you can go there and then sign up so that you can get it for when it comes out, and you can be however you're going to do it. Put your email in, I guess, and then you can get updates, right?
Right, and you can find us on Facebook, too.
Oh, good.
Facebook. .com/kickitinthenuts.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for writing this terrific book and, you know, staying with us and listening and giving our listeners this information. I'd like you to come back again and teach us more because you have so much to teach us. You really have become definitely a guru of health.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Tony Hale, T.C. Hale is the name, and the name of the book is Kick Your Fat in the Nuts. Great book. Terrific job that he's done. Everybody should get it and get healthier. We have to wrap it up for today, and stay healthy. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices. Mm-hmm.